Hello, Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, and I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Today on Live Talk, we're looking at the abduction of opposition lawmaker Tafadzwa Ngadzuore in Harare today, at a time when the country is under heavy scrutiny for human rights violations by the West. We'll also be looking at President Emmerson Mnangagwa's interface with local authorities. But first, let's take a look at what is happening in the Middle East. United States President Joe Biden is facing a revolt from some members of his own Democratic Party over his unwavering support for Israel as that country expands ground operations in Gaza and Palestinian civilian casualties mount. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wandakswara has this report.
As Israeli airstrikes continue in Gaza, including this one on the Al-Shati refugee camp, an open letter to President Joe Biden from advocacy group the National Muslim Democratic Council, demanding that he broker a ceasefire by 5 p.m. Tuesday or face the consequence of millions of American Muslims withholding their support for his re-election next year.
We know for a fact that our community will make a difference in the battleground states, and I think Democratic Party leaders are paying attention, and they are afraid of what's happening, and they're sending messages to the White House that this is going to hurt our chances in 2024.
More than a million Muslim voters cast a ballot in the 2020 election, turning out in numbers large enough to potentially swing the presidential race in some battleground states. Muslim and Arab Americans traditionally vote for Democratic candidates, but a shift may be coming. A new poll by the Arab American Institute showed support for Biden dropped among Arab American voters from 59% in the 2020 election to 17% ahead of 2024.
We're going to continue to engaging with the Muslim community, the Arab American community, and Palestinian American leaders to hear their concerns.
In contrast, Jewish Americans are deeply appreciative of Biden's support of Israel.
Israel is an important issue, remains a very important issue to Jewish voters. It's an issue about which there's a very high emotional attachment between Jewish Americans and support of Israel.
About 7 million Jews live in the U.S., the same number as in Israel. They make up 3% of the U.S. electorate. Biden is also widely praised in Israel. He has been urging Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to conduct the war following international humanitarian law to protect civilians.
What he's saying to Israel, to help me, to help you. If you give maximum effort to fight in the right way, according to the laws of war, then it makes it easier for me to support you and get support from you in the international community. And at home in America and in the Democratic Party.
Polls show more Republicans than Democrats approve of Biden's decision to send weapons to Israel.
I do think that there isn't a lot of room for Republicans here, whether it's Trump or the Republicans in Congress, to outflank Biden on support for Israel.
Meanwhile, there's growing pressure for a ceasefire, including from anti-war protesters during Tuesday's congressional hearing. Administration officials have advocated for humanitarian pauses to allow aid to reach civilians, but say a ceasefire at this point will only benefit Hamas. Patsy Wandakswara, VOA News, Washington.
Zambian authorities say trade between the country and China increased to more than $5 billion in 2022. The increased trade, however, has brought an influx of Chinese products onto local markets. Some Zambians appreciate the increased choices of products available, but others aren't happy about the competition the products present. Katie Short reports from Lusaka in Zambia.
John Zingala is one of the traders at Lusaka's Chachacha market in Zambia. He sells hardware products imported from South Africa. He used to sell clothing but quit after he discovered he could not compete with cheaper Chinese textiles. Ngala says business is tough.
Previously, I was selling clothing, and I later adjusted to start selling hardware to re-establish my business after being hit by these Chinese cheap products on the market.
Isaac Mwape, another trader in Lusaka, sells electronic products imported from China. He seems happier with the imports.
China is producing every type of food that you want. Like you are selling phones, you see you are selling laptops, they are very good.
Consumers on the streets of Lusaka also have a mix of opinions about Chinese imports.
I prefer Western products because they are durable. Chinese products, it's a no because they are not durable and they are cheap.
I'm in support of China to be closer with us because China has been always there for us. We as Africans.
Emmanuel Zulu, an economist, says countries like Zambia have not benefited fully from Chinese investments. He would like to see Zambian and Chinese authorities focus more on bringing not just goods to Zambia, but also skills and manufacturing to ensure a win-win situation for both countries.
Well, it has helped to provide accessibility to products that are not locally produced. And also, it has also provided stiff competition for products that are locally produced in Zambia. And to some degree, it has also led to, non-development of the industrial base in Zambia.
Zambian President Hakainde Hichilema, on a state visit to Beijing in September, signed several bilateral agreements with China aimed at strengthening cooperation between the two countries. Zambian Commerce, Trade and Industry Minister Chipoka Mlenga told VOA in a telephone interview Monday that his government is working closely with Chinese authorities to set up manufacturing plants and skills transfer for Zambians in the fields of mining, electronics, textiles and agriculture. Kathy Short, VOA News, Lusaka, Zambia.
Opposition lawmaker and member of Citizens Coalition for Change, Takuji Wangaziwori, was early today abducted from his Malvern home by armed men. Ngaziwori captured his captors live on Facebook during the attack. And an online news site, Zim Live, says it has identified the man that abducted MP Ngaziwori as Nicholas Big Daddy Kajese, a CIO agent based at Harare Central Police Station, and another man hiding his face is Abraham Pasi, also a CIO agent. Studio 7 visited MP Ngaziwori in hospital.
Yeah, so I think the whole story started yesterday. Yesterday, around three men came where I stay, and they had to question my landlady. They said, no, there's a guy who defrauded the bank, so we're looking for him. So when I got home, she told me that story. But already I was, starting, my instinct was just telling me something is wrong. So the past weeks, actually, there's an article that had been written claiming that we are planning something, we're doing something, we want to burn tires and destroy the country, so... I just knew that, sometimes when the God wants to eat you, it doesn't just eat you, it starts by accusing you to look like God. So I knew that this is the exact moment that the state is looking after for me, and the level of state surveillance had been high. So I woke up thinking I would be in parliament, so I actually had to dress up and leave the house. So when I left the house, I saw around six cars, but they were just moving in a very funny way, and but only one car had the guts to come like close to where I was. So the white Fortuner, and it had no plates. So the very funny thing that happened that moment was that, I just told myself, no, you know, if they wanted to ask for directions, they would have at least waited. But they were not, they didn't wait. They just opened the front door, like the passenger door. And I knew that everything was wrong, so I started running. But already there was someone who had come to pick me up, because the plan was that I would meet with Honorable Johanna so that we at least go to Parliament together for the pre-budget.
That there was Triple C lawmaker Takuz Gwangazur at Harare Hospital. Triple C Chief Whip Amos Shibaya castigated the alleged abduction and had this to say.
It is said that after elections, the flawed elections, we continue to witness violence perpetrated against our supporters, our Triple C supporters. We meet in a very sad political circumstance where one of our member of parliament, the Triple C Youth Task Force coordinator, Honorable Takuz Gwangazure, was this morning abducted and tortured. This adds to the surging politically motivated violence and the targeted abductions. A few days ago, a former MP, Honorable Jidakwa, was abducted. Recently, our elected councillor, Wombera Nende, councillor 427, was also abducted, and many others. A pattern of injections is also a big worry for us. All of them were injected with unknown substance, a systematic way to eliminate those who differ from ZANU-PF. We have a political crisis in Zimbabwe arising out of a disputed election of 23rd of August. If an MP can be abducted in broad daylight in a capital city, think of our activists all over the country who are being victimized for being Triple C supporters. We appeal to the law enforcement agents, particularly the police, to investigate this issue with agents and due diligence. We reject the brazen attempt to turn Zimbabwe into a pariah state. We are aware that SADC is meeting on the 4th of November to deliberate, among other issues, such developments in Zimbabwe. We call for the Zimbabweans to return to democracy and full respect of the law. I thank you.
And that day was Triple C Chief Whip Amos Chibaya in Harare. President Emmerson Mnangagwa today addressed the 92 local authorities from who gathered in Harare today. He urged them to intensify efforts to fight cholera and prioritize service delivery. Most local authorities are headed by the opposition Triple C.
The Ministry of Environment and other stakeholders are challenged to implement programs and projects that contribute to the realization of sustainable development goals clearly on the key cities and communities. Because these mega cities that arrive now are the face of Zimbabwe. Bylaws, including those related to dumping of waste and littering amounts, must be stringently enforced. We cannot allow our cities to be like waste and litter jungles, like what has happened on our TV. Litter everywhere, and we say that is the echo. We must begin to have councils who have the vision to create cities, world-class cities, across all our countries. Comrades, in response to the transport needs of the ever-growing and the highly productive population, productive. the procurement of all vaccines to service every inner city and rural areas remains high on our building agenda. Because our city provinces are growing so fast. Why I don't know is whether it's a city production or people attacking the country. But the population is growing.
That there was President Emmerson Mnangagwa in Harare. Please stay tuned as we take a brief break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. And we're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Today we're discussing about the abduction of opposition CCC members. To discuss this issue, we are joined by Godfrey Kurawone of CCC, and we also have Sympathy Paspanojga of ZANU-PF. Welcome to Live Talk, gentlemen.
Thank you, Marvelous.
Hello, it's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. I will start off with you, Mr. Godfrey Kurawone of the CCC. We've seen what's been coming from the ground, and we know that you were one of the members before you left Zimbabwe who had something happen to you. Tell us, what's your view of what's going on in Zimbabwe right now?
What's going on in Zimbabwe right now, Marvelous, is barbaric, and it must be condemned in the strongest terms it deserves. Because we have seen a pattern of these abductions. Well, from long back when Robert Mugabe was the president, Itai Dzamara was abducted about 8 years ago. And up to date, we don't know his whereabouts. His family doesn't know his whereabouts. Jesina Mukoko was abducted and tortured. I think you also remember about Johanna Mamombe, Netsai Marova, and Sila Chimbiri, who were abducted some few years ago. I thought the Robert Mugabe era was gone, but we are seeing the continuation of the same perpetration from the so-called Second Republic. Now, I think you recall that last month, we had one of our councillors, Wombera Inende, who was abducted and tortured and was injected. And four, 5 days ago, we had our former MP, James Sidagwa, who was also abducted and tortured and also injected with an unknown substance. And today, it's Akuzwa Ngadzori. So you realize that this thing is going on and on and on and on. And these guys, they don't even show any remorse. Because if you look at their statements, if you look at the way they're trying to spin stories through their propagandists, you will realize that they don't even care about human life.
Thank you there, Mr. Sympathy Pasipanojika. Welcome to the program. What do you say from what we're seeing happening as ZANU-PF? Where do you stand in all this?
What I would like to... I'd like the acknowledgement that came from my brother, from the CCC, that it's not just Akuzwa Ngadzori today, who has been allegedly abducted. You see, every time we have this problem with an insincere opposition party, every time that Zimbabwe is going, like now, on the 4th of on the 4th of November, the president of the republic will be attending the SADC convention. And before that, there was the SADC report. Ombera and Nembe claimed to have been abducted. Now that SADC congratulated Zimbabwe yesterday through the current chairperson. He hear of fake abductions. He spoke of Chuanama Mombe, Cecilia Chimbiru, and whatever. They claimed at some point to have been abducted. The state, because it is the duty of the state to investigate where there are areas of concern, like a serious matter such as an abduction of a citizen. Our state security agents investigated the matter only to find that these people were busy. They were found in the streets of Harare. They were buying chicken, they were buying alcohol to go and celebrate at an Airbnb somewhere. It's very appalling to find situations where people take issues of statecraft for granted like that. They cannot accept the simple matter is, which is that they have been defeated in the election in 2018, in the election now. The only thing that they can get relevant of is when they speak of ZANU-PF. They have factional wounds between the two. For all we know, it is them that are abducting each other.
I cannot
speak unless
Mugati,
in Zimbabwe.
Ms. Mavela.
Yes. Okay, both gentlemen, hold on. I think there's something probably that you said that Mr. Kuraone would like to respond to quickly, and then I'll come back to you. I'm not even going to ask you my following question, but Mr. Kuraone, go ahead and respond to what Mr. Paswanojila said, then I'll come back to you, Mr. Paswanojila.
That's what I wanted to, say. That is what I always say here, Ms. Marvelous. That's the tragedy of joining ZANU-PF. It's a cult that once you join it, you lose both your heart and your brains. That's the reason why you see these people, they want the nation to believe that these people are abducting themselves. So where is Itai Dzamara then? And Itai Dzamara was not a member of the opposition. And Gonye was also abducted. She's not a member of the opposition. Who abducted them?
Thank you there,
I'm sure Marvelous and the listeners can tell from the way we are speaking who the potential abductor is, instead of, because we are people of peace. We love peace, we are preaching peace to the rest of Zimbabwe. Then someone else is calling me, is telling me that I've lost my brain. And do you think if that person meets me in the streets of Harare, won't they do harm to me? Won't they cause any harm to me?
Mr. Paswanojila,
someone is calling me names.
Okay, gentlemen, let's get back.
We are calling for a progressive Zimbabwe where everyone is united. We're calling for a progressive Zimbabwe which is accepted within the international community.
Mm-hmm.
The president is open, he's pushing the re-engagement agenda. The opposition, our insincere opposition members, are pushing for Zimbabwe to continue in isolation so that the masses continue to suffer. The masses of Zimbabwe continue to suffer so that at least they can get a chance, because they know the truth. They cannot sell whatever it is that they are selling without creating fake dramas and whatever and fake stories. Beyond fake stories, there is nothing. Beyond talking about ZANU-PF, there is nothing. They cannot sell anything. We are calling for the police. I believe we have a very effective police force in the Republic. We are calling for the police to investigate thoroughly what is happening. If indeed my brother, Honorable Gazori, was abducted, it's not ZANU-PF. But we would also want, if ZANU-PF is the ruling, but we would also want to know what is happening within our country. So we are urging the police force to investigate. But if the police investigate and find that it is a similar Joanna Mamumbe story happening again, then those people must be dealt with. They cannot continue taking the whole country for a ride over silly things that they continue to do. Maybe they are trying to look for Facebook followers or whatever. How do you, my sister, there's someone who's pursuing you. How then can you just stop and the natural instinct of a human being is self-preservation. Ideally, you would run for your life. This person stops and takes time to take a video. No, I'm being followed. 4 hours, 4 hours later, then they claim that they were found.
Thank you,
the change of clothes and everything. We cannot continue taking the citizens of Zimbabwe for a ride. We are very serious people. ZANU-PF is a peace-loving party that is calling for the safety of all Zimbabweans. So if indeed Gazori was abducted, we are calling for our police force to investigate the matter fully.
Regaiti PM kana kunava Kuraone, Mr. Kuraone, tell us, you're hearing what Mr. Paspanojika is alleging. What says you?
So this is what happens, marvelous. When kana berera kunga kuzhangwana waro ruro mupomera kunhu kungembudzana, this is exactly what these people are doing. They know that the ones responsible, they know kuti those who are doing zvima abductions are their own people. Now I would want to question him kuti where is the investigation that is amara. We are still waiting 8 years down the line. We didn't hear the investigation in Jetina Mukoko. It's more than 8 years now. We are still waiting. We are still waiting the abduction in Jalama Mumbe, which I said is going to be investigated. Where is the investigation report? The fact that we don't have those reports up to now, it means that those who are supposed to submit my reports are the abductors, simple and straightforward. We don't need anyone from Mars and Venus to come here and tell us who is doing these abductions. We know them.
So you are accusing the police for abducting citizens?
He's not a man from Mavuku.
Are you accusing the Zimbabwe Republic police?
I'm accusing both ZANU-PF police and yourself.
It is the duty of police to investigate. I am not an investigating officer in any case. ZANU-PF as an institution has no capacity to investigate any case.
Okay, Mr. Paspanojika, if I may have your last word.
The police are supposed to investigate.
They cannot investigate themselves.
So,
if I may have your last word, Mr. Paspanojika, and then Mr. Kuraone, as we are nearly getting to the end of our program. Your last word.
I would like to urge our brothers from across the aisle to take the Zimbabwean citizens seriously. They cannot continue calling for the suffering of the masses through all these dramas that they are doing. If at all,
Thank you, Mr. Paspanojika. Let me also ask Mr. Kuraone your last word in 10 seconds. We're about to close, unfortunately.
My last words are that we need a government that protects its people. We don't need a government that is a predator to its people, a government that kills its own people. People should be protected by the government, not the other way around.
Thank you, both gentlemen. I really would like to thank Mr. Sympathy Pastor Nojira, who really came in last minute from ZANU PF, and also Mr. Godfrey Kuraone from CCC for having been our guest on tonight's show. And that brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.